Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 22nd, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. On Tuesday, Apple began alerting back to my Mac users that the iCloud feature for networking with other Macs remotely will soon go away. macOS Mojave dropped support for back to my Mac completely, and in its place, Apple recommends iCloud Drive, built-in screen sharing, and the more robust Apple Remote Desktop app. The latter solution cost $79 and hasn't been updated since February 2017, however, so some Mac users may want to invest in a more capable third-party app like Screens instead. We also learned on Tuesday that Jen Folse, the lead designer for Apple TV, has left Apple to work on the social broadcasting startup Caffeine. Folse will work alongside other ex-Apple TV team members, while she'll serve as VP of Product. Apple keynote viewers should recognize Jen Folse from multiple appearances on stage to demo Apple TV and tvOS in recent years. In the Apple Watch space, 9to5 Mac has learned that the next activity challenge will take place on September 1st, 2018. A 50-minute walk, run, or wheelchair workout will unlock animated iMessage stickers and an achievement in the activity app in celebration of the Redwood National Park's 50th anniversary. 9to5 Mac has also learned that Apple and authorized service provider Simply Mac have reached a deal to offer in-store iPhone screen replacements in about 30 stores across the U.S. Simply Mac recently introduced unofficial screen repairs as a service after Apple refused to share its hardware for authorized screen repairs, but under the new agreement, Simply Mac will offer the same service as Apple stores and cease using its third-party repairs in about 30 of 50 stores. And on HomeKit Weekly today, we look at how to use Siri and the Home app to receive hyperlocal temperature and humidity data, that is, the current conditions right outside your front door, not just around your zip code, as well as how to receive the same data, but for indoors by room. And also in the HomeKit space is a rumor that IKEA is planning to release a $10 smart plug that works with Apple's smart home framework. If accurate, that price would be highly competitive against $20 and $30 plus smart plugs on the market today. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.